Brigadier General Ajang Ayunimach, the head of Joint Operation Force, which is leading the crackdown on gangs in Bor Town, says authorities have so far apprehended 28 gang members suspected of masterminding attacks, nighttime robberies and house break-ins around town. General March says he is working to restore peace and harmony in the town after months of gang activity.
We are arresting the criminals and then we screen them using various means, including identifying them using some of the photos we got on Facebook. We are detaining them.
General March says the Joint Operation Force will continue to pursue gang members until there is no more violence caused by gangs. When asked whether the arrested suspect will be arraigned in court for trial, Mike says his mandate ends at apprehending the suspects and the state's top leaders will decide whether or not the suspects will be tried.
I have instructed my forces not to hurt anybody. They go out in two columns searching for them and to arrest them. Those who are found to be innocent will release them, but those whose allegations against them were fixed to be true will detain. I don't know how long they will be detained, but the higher authorities will determine what will be done with them.
General March did not disclose where the arrested suspects are being detained, saying only that the government has several detention facilities. Bol Dengbol, an activist with the Bor-based advocacy group Intrepid South Sudan, applauds the government crackdown but cautioned the joint operation forces against engaging in any extrajudicial activities.
I appreciate the oppression of the government against these crews that most of the time get violent. You know, among us, even themselves, they hurt themselves, they kill themselves. It's devilish. It's inhuman. It's really not good. So it's good of the government to do that, but it should be done in the right way, with respect to the law and humanity.
Bol says he has heard but could not verify reports that security forces are torturing some of the detained youth. He says he also heard that suspected gang members are being detained at a military barracks in Malwale Chat, which he says is illegal.
We need to know where they are. If they are at Malwale Chat, and then they should not be at Malwale Chat unless if they are, army personnel, then they should be at Malwale Chat. But also, if they're not brought to court, and then why are they kept there? For what purpose? Because everybody is a criminal if the competent court of law says so. It is not anybody who decides. Even the president cannot decide that Mr. X is a criminal. No, it is the law of the government. It is the law in the country that says Mr. X is tried and they must be brought to the court.
Bol urges the Jonglei state authorities to ensure that the suspects are tried as soon as possible and if found guilty, they are sent to correctional facilities where they can reform and become good citizens after serving their prison terms. In August, the United Nations mission in South Sudan released a report indicating that at least 42 people were executed in Lakes and Warabi states without access to fair judicial trials. The report further stated that the suspects were removed from prison and brought before local officials for sentencing, then taken to remote areas, tied on trees, and shot by firing squad. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.